Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
Okay, I've got good news and I've got bad news.
Okay, what's the good news?
The good news is that it looks like the freeway's pretty darn clear. There's no black ice. They were worried about that yesterday because of the snow and the rain and everything. And then, of course, last night, you know, the temperatures dropped like a stone. Right now it's like 25 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be like that till like noon. And then so they were worried about potentially having black ice all over the road, right? Well, nope. I drove in from around the Sierra Vista Mall area all the way to, and believe it or not, this was the very first day since my accident years ago that I got off on the executive, the executive center off-ramp.
Wow.
Because I was like, well.
Did you miss the Mesa exit or what?
No, I thought, you know what? I'm going to see how.
Did you miss the UTEP exit or what?
No. I don't like the UTEP exit.
On purpose.
I did because.
You went all the way down to executive?
I did because it's all about the show, man. I wanted to make sure that the listeners knew that the freeway's cool.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, there's no crazy little spots on the freeway and stuff like that.
And you were willing to risk your life.
I was willing to risk my life.
And your psyche.
And my vehicle. Yeah,
wow.
I know. Because, you know, dude, it's been years.
It has been.
I won't even take the executive center exit when it's shining sun outside and hasn't rained in 3 weeks.
I know.
I don't like that executive center exit.
Wow.
It ate my favorite car. So, yeah. So I did it for the show, man.
How about that?
I did it
that?
For the show.
Look at you.
I know. Of course, I went 2 miles an hour up the off-ramp,
sure.
You know.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So there you go. So the freeway looks good.
Uh-huh.
Now, having said that, on my street, there are ponding areas that still haven't, like, you know, gone away.
Mm-hmm.
And that was icy.
Yeah.
So, like, still, there's, you know, if you know of little areas, you know, on your way in, on your commute and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where there's usually, like, water overnight or whatever.
Right.
Be careful with those.
Okay. Hang on a second. Uh-huh. Yeah? Okay. All right, thanks. I just got off the phone with the corporate lawyers.
Yeah.
Who want our 17 listeners to know that's Trisha's opinion and not an endorsement of TxDOT. Or any other that may have to do with
that's
your car spinning out on the highway.
That's just what I saw.
Okay.
And it's only on the westbound lanes of I-10.
Okay.
I did not travel the eastbound lanes.
And only going 2 miles an hour.
Up the executive center off-ramp. Yeah. Dude, I was actually breaking out in a sweat when I was like, oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Should I just go to Sunland Park? I'll just get up here. No, I'll just go to Sunland Park. No. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm getting off on the exit. Ah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm really impressed.
I was scared.
I'm very impressed with you because I remember riding that one time with you over the second spaghetti bowl.
Yeah, the original spaghetti bowl.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how scared you were and how slow you were going and how embarrassed I was for myself. And how I thought you were just messing with
me. No, I'm not kidding.
And so for you to actually try something like this.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Very impressed.
I know.
Slow clap. I'm bowing down to you, girl.
You're always telling me I never think about the show.
That?
Well,
you
see,
don't.
I'm thinking about the 17
Once
listeners.
Once you leave this door,
that's
you're
it.
Like,
I'm like, Mike, who?
Turned off. Switch light off.
That's right.
No leaving the light on for anyone.
No way, man. You're on your own now.
Okay, so I lost track. Was that good news and bad news, or was just that? Or
well,
that was just the good news.
That was the good news. The bad news is it's going to be 25 degrees until noon.
Oh yeah,
so,
I don't
yeah.
think it's going to be 25 till that late though. I think
that's right. I
think you're misinformed.
No. I just heard two different weather people locally saying that.
Did you? Because my weather bug, who I trust way more,
I know you do,
says 11 o'clock. It'll be 30.
11 o'clock.
32 degrees.
Okay, so between 11 and 12, at some point, it will get above 25
it'll get
degrees.
It'll get above 25 before 11. Between 11 and 12, it'll get above freezing.
Oh, okay. But it's super cold.
Yeah.
And there is enough of a breeze that you're going, oh, my God, I'm turning back around and going to bed.
Okay.
So, yeah, so bundle up.
All right. And FYI, I looked into this, and as of 4 o'clock this morning, only SISD had Facebook or tweeted out that because the road conditions are okay, school will start on time.
Okay.
There will be no late start at SISD.
Okay.
EPISD and YISD promised overnight that they would, you know, keep
do
you
something,
hip to everything. But as of about 40 minutes ago, neither of those two had updated their status.
Yeah, and I've looked all over Facebook, all over the news stations, and everything. So, yeah, yes, you have to go to school.
Only SISD says that everything's all good and things will go on as normal.
Right.
No late start, no anything.
Yep.
The other two I'll keep my eye on and see if they go the same route. Which I expect them to do.
Yeah, because there's the roads, that's the thing that they were worried about.
Right.
They were worried about water on the road,
right.
But there's not.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah.
The cold, well, that's your problem.
Yeah,
how cold it is your problem.
On. Yeah.
Getting to school, not a problem.
Right.
Okay. Kiss FM. Okay, let me ask you, have you ever pretended to love a Christmas gift so much, but you actually hated it? If you have, according to a recent survey, you're pretty normal.
Mm-hmm.
60% of people admitted that they pretended to like something. And usually it was because they didn't want to offend the person who gave it to them.
Right.
60%.
Yeah.
So if you've ever been like, oh, thank you. It's just what I've never wanted.
What am I going to do with this?
You're pretty normal. You're pretty normal. If you hated the gift so much that you immediately admitted you did not like it, you're not normal, because according to a recent survey, 22% have done that. Only 22% have done that. Mean. That's just mean.
You know, I think it kind of is. Just be nice. It was the thought that counts.
Now, here's how you know if that person that you gave the present to and they opened it in front of you, here's how you know if they really like that gift or not.
Okay.
According to the survey, if someone opens a present and says, and I quote, wow, thanks so much. Like, even if they say it nicely, that usually means they weren't all that impressed with your present.
Yeah.
Wow, thanks a lot. Oh, nice. You know, anything like that, it usually means they weren't all that down with that.
Yeah.
If they say something like, I was planning to buy this, or, oh my God, I've been saving up for one of these, or, oh my gosh, I was hoping somebody would give me something like this.
Right.
You know, then chances are that they really did like the gift that you gave them.
Yeah.
And that's according to science, so you know it's true.
Or if they take it out of the box and they go, this is great, and then they put it right back in.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that's the last time that item is ever going to see sunlight.
Right. Or if they open the gift and they look at you and they say, you suck. Then you know they didn't like it. You know for sure they didn't like it. Kiss FM. Frozen.
Right.
And I'm like, it's not even about Christmas. I mean, there's no reference to Christmas whatsoever in that movie.
And one of our listeners even called and told us, no, it's set in the summer.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's right, because she makes everything
frozen. She makes everything frozen.
Yeah, and okay, sure, there's a snowman, and right, there's a reindeer.
All right, right.
But it's not about Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how we got into this debate. So the internet has decided that it would let people vote and decide once and for all if some of these movies that are set in Christmas or have something to do with Christmas are really Christmas movies or not. And see, let's start with Die Hard. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Now, one of the reasons for it being a Christmas movie is because, first of all, it's set on Christmas Eve.
Right.
And secondly, Bruce Willis's character festively decorates a terrorist that he kills.
Exactly. And at the beginning of the movie, there's a Christmas party.
Yes. Yeah.
Because it's his ex-wife's, you know, big corporation that she works for. It's their Christmas party.
And then people against are like, nah, man, it's nothing but a buddy cop movie.
Right.
It has nothing to do with Christmas. It's not like It's a Wonderful Life, you know, where the main character suddenly gets redemption. You know,
right.
It's nothing like that.
Right.
So the internet debated this, and according to the internet, 53% say no. Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
I beg to differ. It's one of my Christmas movies that I always watch.
The internet has overruled you.
Oh.
What about Home Alone? Is Home Alone a Christmas movie? It's set over the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Some of Kevin's improvised weapons are Christmas themed.
Right.
That's the argument for. Arguments against it being a Christmas movie. Two home invaders terrorizing a small child and almost getting killed in the process. Doesn't exactly scream Christmas.
No.
Getting left behind by your mom and dad doesn't scream Christmas either.
No,
does
it does
it?
Not.
The internet disagrees. The internet says, yes, that is what Christmas is all about.
Oh, what?
Leaving your kid behind is what Christmas is all about.
Okay, no.
97% of the internet says that's a Christmas movie.
Oh, man, no way.
Ah, way. See? Gremlins. Is that a Christmas movie?
Yes.
Because you know Gizmo.
Yeah, he was given as a Christmas present.
That's right.
There you go. But that's all you need to know.
The internet says Christmas presents shouldn't spawn evil creatures capable of mutilating innocent people.
Yeah, but what's his name wasn't. The little one wasn't. It was the other ones that weren't given as a present.
Yes, but they were spawns.
Oh, from Gizmo. That's right.
What does the internet think? The internet says no.
What?
58% say Gremlins is not a Christmas movie.
Man, I can't stand the internet. I've really had it with you people.
And finally, Frozen.
Oh, yeah, no.
Christmas movie or not.
Nope.
Now, the people that say it's a Christmas movie, the top reason for that, they say, it's because it's a very snow-heavy movie.
Whatever.
Has a reindeer.
So?
Has a snowman.
Uh-uh.
The internet that's against it says zero actual Christmas references.
There aren't any.
Well, believe it or not, the internet says, no, it's not a Christmas movie. Believe it or not, though, only 78% say no, it's not a Christmas movie.
What?
There are 22% of morons in America who think that's a Christmas movie.
Well, yeah, I'm going to have to call into question their intelligence there, too.
Right?
There is no Christmas reference in Frozen.
My friend, that would have to be a 100% no.
Absolutely.
Not a 78% no. And now you know. Kiss FM. All the Christmas stuff is going on around town. I mean, we are all in Christmas operation mode.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to know on the Mike and Tricia Facebook page. And also, if you pick up the phone and call us at 880-9393, of all of the Christmas holiday traditions that we have here in El Paso, which is your favorite? 880-9393.
Posadas.
Doing the posadas?
Uh-huh.
Where do you see those things?
A lot of churches do them individually. But
does your church do one?
No, because it's Immaculate Conception and it's downtown.
Okay.
And the seminary.
I don't understand. What does that mean though?
Because it's a pretty specific time frame, uh-huh. And posadas are usually at night, and it's usually they usually walk around and things like that. And there's
a downtown posada sounds really
cool. It would be super cool.
Right?
It would be super cool. But because there's so few houses around and stuff like that, it's not really a neighborhood church.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of homes there on Duranguito. You could do one down there.
I think a downtown posada would be amazing.
A Duranguito posada.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, down there. They might as well do something.
And then, that famous green one?
Yeah.
The grocery store? It already has a very convenient hole.
It does.
And you could put an nativity scene there. It would be awesome.
It would be.
Something they should think about.
I think so.
If the church doesn't, Winterfest should look into that. You know how they've expanded their footprint a bit.
Right, right.
They should expand their footprint a little further.
To Duranguito.
And incorporate all of the holes in the homes at Duranguito.
There you go. It could be part of the posada.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They could have somebody standing in each and every bombed out, house.
Yes.
And tell them,
It could be like the Stations of the Cross.
Right.
Because there's already convenient holes in each of those places. Dude, I'm onto something.
I know. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you.
City leaders need to listen to us.
They do.
So where do you see posadas then? Where do you watch those?
No, you don't watch.
What
you
do you
participate.
Do? Where do you participate in them?
You participate
Can't
at
you
the...
Can't you just follow along and ooh and ah?
You can, you heathen. But it's better if you don't. It's better if you pay attention to the story. You go to the St. Anthony Seminary.
Ah, they do one there?
And it's gorgeous.
I did not know.
It's gorgeous.
Do you know when they do those?
No, I'll find out. I'll do a blog about it.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Oh, I just love them.
And that's such a pretty place.
It
the
is.
The seminary is such a pretty place.
It is. And it's such a nice, it's so old school. And
yes.
It's so your abuelita and your tia and mm-hmm. all that stuff. It's so cool. It's so neat. Kiss FM.
Hello, Alex.
Good morning.
El Paso County Parks.
But he's probably stalked you because those dimples.
Yeah.
He's probably Facebook stalked you. Trust me. I know this guy.
I have not because there are a few pictures of her.
It's true. I'm hard to find.
She's on LinkedIn and I'm not. So I can't access that stuff. And then Tessa's in this morning too. You're also with the county,
yes.
With the Parks Department. Okay, so they're here to talk about the lights on the lake.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those things that Ascot at the Park had done for years, and then they stopped doing it. And then a few years ago, they started doing it again.
Right.
And so every year it gets bigger and bigger, and the decorations get brighter and brighter. So what's going on this year with Lights on the Lake?
So this is our third year of it's the celebration of turning on the lights. The lights have been in the park for a long time, but mm-hmm. this is the third year of kind of bringing that celebration back to turn on the lights in the park and kind of celebrate the holiday season. So this year we have a few different things that we're doing. Our big thing is going to be the movie that we're showing is going to be shown drive-in style.
How fun is that?
So we're going to set up the parking so that people can come on into the park, get set for the drive-in movie, attend the event, go back to their vehicles, turn on their radios, and watch the movie from their car.
That is so cool.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah, because you just tune into a certain frequency, like one of the blank frequencies that you have on your FM stereo.
Yeah, instead of having that big old thing that you used to hook to your car.
Right, right. Yeah. Although there was something to be said for that as well.
That was fun, but it's going to be a little chilly.
Cool. It will be a little chilly, so you'll probably every now and then have to clean your windshield. And also, it depends on what's going on in that car.
Hey!
Oh, come on, don't act like it don't happen.
County officials blushing crazy.
I try. That is so cool. So what movie is it this year?
We're showing A Christmas Story. Full Ralphie.
It is considered by many to be a classic.
Not by me.
Not by these two here.
Oh, no.
Not by her and I, but many people consider that to be a classic.
They do. We did a vote on Instagram. We posted the different options, and that was the one that was voted in. So,
Well, what were the other options?
A Christmas Carol, the Jim Carrey version.
Oh, okay.
Grinch, also a Jim Carrey movie.
Oh.
And I don't remember what the other option was.
It might have been an animation, maybe Rudolph. I think
Rudolph.
Yeah, something. Oh, okay. Yeah. So, it was A Christmas Story.
And A Christmas Story won.
I'm not surprised. Did. Everybody it loves did. That movie. I cannot understand why, but yes, I know everybody loves that movie.
Well, I think it's because the people that wanted to vote for the other ones, they couldn't see because they shot their eye out.
Or their tongue is stuck to a pole.
Yes. That's right. That's right. Or they're stuck in their bunny suit.
Exactly.
Well, that's really cool. I love that drive-in concept.
It's going to be really fun, and that's kind of the end of the event. But the event actually starts at 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. at Escarate Park, and there will be no parking fee starting at 3 p.m.
Oh, how nice.
So people can start arriving, and at 5 o'clock, we have what we call the Jingle Bell Jog. It's free for anybody to participate in. Everybody who participates will get a little Jingle Bell bracelet. We encourage people to wear a crazy, ugly Christmas sweater, bring their pets, and come walk around the lake at sunset, basically.
Yeah.
And so you can kind of see where the lights will be turning on and kind of kick off the event. And after that, we'll have some dancing by some local youth groups.
Yeah, local groups will be dancing as well as some local vendors that we'll have.
They're going to be dancing too?
Dancing.
Probably
dancing.
Everybody,
Wow.
Hey, write that down. Here's your idea for next year.
Dancing vendors.
We'll have some pedal cars racing in the in the park as
well.
Now, will there be wagering?
Right, you don't know what goes on the sidelines.
Is it going to be allowed? Because I know it's a county park. Will wagering be allowed at the pedal car races?
We'll have to check our policies.
Okay.
That's a county official answer.
Yeah, right.
I'll get back to you on that.
Exactly.
Yeah, see, the Veronica Escobar influence remains.
Uh-oh.
And this jingle jog, is it a competition?
It's not.
Is it who's faster?
It's not. Maybe amongst each other.
Yeah.
People participating. But we won't be officially measuring who goes.
But will you be pointing and laughing at people who are not fast?
Well, and you want to be fast because at the end of the race, you're going to be giving away hot chocolate and Krispy Kreme donuts.
Ooh. Hey, there you go.
You earned it. You walked a mile and a half.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you burned some calories, man.
Exactly.
All 10 of those calories.
I know.
You got to replace them with 250 donuts worth
exactly.
of calories.
Exactly.
Yes. Right. Will there be wagering at the Jingle Jog?
Still checking on that policy.
Okay. And so then what's this about Santa and some kind of a pirate ship?
Yes. So the Juvenile Probation Department has this amazing program where they work with their kids to build a float every year that they put in. The challenge group, that's right. They put it in the Thanksgiving parade. Mm-hmm. And this year it won first place, I believe.
Really? Oh,
that's
cool.
It's an incredible thing that they have built. And so it's on our Instagram at EP County Parks. And Santa will come in on the, it's a pirate ship, but it'll be covered in Christmas lights, and Santa will ride in.
Will he have a patch over one of his eyes?
You know, we might come up with something like that.
Some hats on the skeleton.
You should.
That would be fun.
As long as you put a Christmas hat on the skeletons.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wait a minute. So they built
it'll be festive.
They built a boat. You're gonna launch this boat?
That's been the going joke, but no, we are not.
It's
unfortunately,
on
it's on wheels. Yes,
I was gonna say, dang, man,
long term,
exactly.
That's, also a great
that's right.
Idea.
It's been discussed now many times.
I mean, it is a lake. Wouldn't it make sense for Santa to arrive by boat?
Yeah. It would. So we've been talking. Yeah.
We'll see.
Years
how,
to
how
come.
Much they love that boat.
That's right.
I think what she really means is we've been drinking.
Yeah. I know. We'll see. We all right. know what that means.
Yes.
We've been kids before.
Yes.
We'll see. Okay, Mom.
Add that to the list of follow-up with the count.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so we got the Jingle Jog. Yeah. We got the free hot chocolate and donuts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then there's
pedal cars.
Pedal car races.
Mm-hmm.
There's Santa in a ship.
Right.
Oh, my gosh, what else?
The drive-in movie.
The drive-in movie.
Yes.
Oh, hey, what about if somebody wants to do an old school and they want to, like before you did the drive-in concept, you would just sit there in the lawn. Is that still going to be an option?
Yep. So we'll still have an area where people could set up their chairs and blankets towards the front, in front of the vehicles. And we'll have speakers outside. So you'll still be able to hear the sound outside of the vehicle as
mm-hmm.
well.
Okay.
But inside, it should be pretty crystal clear. We tested it the other day with Florence and the Machine, and it was
We're
pretty clear.
We're also going to have the the city's largest fireplace going on for the first 2 hours.
On the screen?
On
the screen.
Okay.
I was going, wait a minute.
Right?
Hey.
So you might stand up there and
think about how
try to get warm.
Think about how Instagrammable all
right?
this is going to be.
I know.
See?
That would be
that's
so
right.
nice.
Your family out of town is going to go, dudes, that's so cool.
Yeah, right? I remember when there was nothing to do in El Paso.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now you guys are burning down the city.
I know.
That sounds cool. That sounds very festive.
Or at least a Scaredy Park. You
right?
know?
Well, they don't call it Scaredy
be beautiful.
For nothing.
Yeah.
No, that sounds like a lot of fun. It really does. And this is tomorrow, Saturday.
Correct. Tomorrow, Saturday, the jog begins at 5 p.m. After that, the lighting ceremony will probably be around 6:30. We'll kind of play it by ear a little bit, but the lights should be on in the park by 7, and we'll have some of our county officials come out and giant switch. Yeah, help Santa, and Santa will be in the park for people to take pictures with after he arrives.
Cool.
We
Is
also
there a fee for that?
There's not. There's no fee for any of it.
Free Santa? Free Santa?
Wow.
Oh, my
money
God.
Money left over for wagering.
Yes.
Exactly how a lot of money for wagering.
Mm-hmm.
Whether the county says yes or no to that,
yes.
it don't matter. It don't matter. I love that. That's great. That sounds like a really fun time.
It's going to be
And I
great.
Love the drive-in concept, especially as cold as it's predicted to be.
Yeah.
That's right.
That'd
yeah.
be nice.
That was kind of a driving factor behind that.
Yeah. I get it.
Drive-in
driving factor.
Driving, see? Driving.
Yeah.
I get that. That's hilarious, Alex. Who knew you had it in you? Okay, guys. Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Is there anything else that we left out?
That's about it.
Nothing?
Oh, you know what? I do real quick, because I'm real fascinated with this program, this retreeing thing. Because if you buy a live potted Christmas tree, the county is taking the donation of live potted Christmas trees to go ahead and reforest the parks around the county.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And that's super cool. I think that's really, really neat.
Yeah. Is there room there at the park for more trees?
Of course.
Okay.
There's plenty. Yeah. There's And it's not just Escarate. The trees will be kind of, once we gather them, they'll kind of assess which parks need them the most, which areas. And they could also be planted at county facilities, buildings and such around.
Nice.
So it should be a really great program, I think. And
yeah.
if people have a potted live Christmas tree with roots,
right.
they can drop it off at Escarate Park until January 8th.
Oh, that's
a
nice.
Great idea.
That's
but not as
cool.
great as Santa coming in on a
on
ship.
On a boat.
Almost. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's,
super
cool. That's still the best idea.
If you want to find out about both those things, there are blogs up on KissElPaso.com.
Right. Check it
Wonderful.
Out. Thanks, guys, for coming.
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 Kiss FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.